My name is Alexis Wright, and I will be discussing with you the facts about teachers and test scores. Does bad test scores determine the effectiveness of a teacher? Ravitch asked the question, why punish teachers for choosing to teach the students with the greatest needs or for being assigned to a class with such students? Ravitch stated, test scores are not the best way to identify the best teachers. According to Andrew Lee in the article, No Child Left Behind, What You Need to Know was put in place in 2002 by President Bush to hold schools accountable for how kids learned and achieved. Lee stated that the law was controversial because it penalized schools that didn't show improvement. It was set in place to level the playing field for students who are disadvantaged, students in poverty, minorities, students receiving special education services, and those who speak and understand limited or no English. The law was very, indeed, controversial. The law stated that if scores went up, then the teacher was effective. But if the scores did not, the teacher was ineffective. If schools continuously failed, it was considered a failing school. Corporate reformers made it known that they couldn't wait, and children only had one chance. According to Ravitch, educators recognize that some children have more advantages than others. Some have disabilities that interfere with their learning, and test scores are not the only way to determine whether children are learning. Corporate reformers felt as though there shouldn't be any excuses why students aren't learning, and if students don't get higher test scores every year, then it is their fault. Reformers believe test scores are caused by bad or ineffective teachers and not by poverty and by the relationship between resources and students' needs. I will respond to this from personal experience by saying poverty, lack of resource, and student needs does play a role on student achievements and even test scores. Students that are experiencing poverty are dealing with issues such as lack of rest, lack of food, lack of resources, which then in turn negatively affects their learning. I honestly do not think that lack of gain of test scores is a direct reflection of teachers. One year, a teacher could receive a class of proficient students that are capable of receiving high test scores, and the next year she may receive students where half of the students are classified as special education or low performing. But does this mean that she is an ineffective or bad teacher? Due to the population of students a teacher receives will be a reflection of her productivity. If this year a teacher's students score high on tests and the year after her scores are low, this is not a direct reflection of her effectiveness as a teacher. Ravitch stated that although reformers want bad and or ineffective teachers fired based on their test scores, no district has yet demonstrated the reformers' thesis that firing teachers based on student test scores will bring about great increases for the district.